Everybody, Andy here again. Well, the other day I did an audio boo all about the Olympic torch coming to Hastings and other events that were all tied up with the cultural Olympics, shall we say. Well, next Tuesday, the 17th of July, the Olympic torch, the real Olympic torch, you know, with all the security people running alongside and all the corporate sponsors and their vans, etc., will be coming through Hastings and St Leonard's and through Bexhill and through, you know, through this whole area along the seafront, not very far from me. And it's coming through about half a mile from my house around about 6 o'clock in the evening, which is great. And let's hope it doesn't rain, because I will be going down there to watch it. It is something to watch. You know, I know a couple of people who are actually doing stages locally. And it's one of those things, you need to go and see it, don't you? It comes through your town, let's go and watch it. But for me, in some ways, an even more important and inspiring event takes place the next day, because the real relay, I've put a couple of links to this on my Twitter and Facebook pages, but because in that audio boo that I did the other day, I actually happened to mention, before I knew about this, you know, that in the old days, in the olden days, you know, in 1948 or other Olympics that have taken place, the torch relay was done as a proper relay. Yes, you still had the torch, but it used to go through the night, and every single stage was a runner rather than the van, you know, and it was the torches transferred in so many parts of these stages, or so many parts of the journey, the relay, actually by some sort of transport rather than people actually carrying the torch. And I sort of moaned about that at the time. And then I found out about this thing. It's called the Real Relay. And it's done by some people who like endurance athletics. And I'll read some of their blurb here. It says, it starts out, and so what they're going to do is an exciting attempt to follow the entire route of the official Olympic torch around the British Isles in one continuous non-stop journey, running every step of the way, as I was saying. Started out from Land's End at midnight on Monday, the 28th of May, which was 10 days behind the official torch relay. And what it's all volunteers. It's going to be like an 8,000-mile journey. And obviously they've been doing this. They've done sort of 500 stages already. Each stage is around about 10 miles each. All volunteers, obviously all athletes, because you have to be able to run around about 10 miles. So that's an average. Some stages are shorter, some are longer, and obviously some are far more strenuous than others as well. And you have to be 18 and sign up. And it's all being done for a particular charity as well, which is all very nice as well. You know, people have to donate a bit of money. £10, I believe, is the suggested figure to this particular charity to keep things going. And they must be doing quite well out of this now. I'm sure this has grown and grown and grown. I don't know how many runners there are, but there are hundreds of people doing this. And as I said, this actually comes through my area on the 18th of July. So it's just about catching up, and it will be, I think it's the day later when the torch is around about the Dover area. So we're not that far from the end of the Olympic torch relay, because obviously it's coming. The Olympics starts 2 weeks today. The opening ceremony is 2 weeks today. They will overtake the actual Olympic torch, I think, the day after it comes through Hastings. So we have the proper Olympic torch, if you want to call it that, the official Olympic torch, let's call it that, on the 17th in the evening. And then the 18th, about 12 hours later, because it will be about 8 o'clock in the morning or something like that, I presume a solitary runner will be coming along. I think they actually have a baton instead, will be coming through, running the whole length. And they go through the night. I'll read you out some of it. On the 7th, on the 18th, as I said, the day it comes through Hastings, it starts out in Uckfield, and there's 11-mile stage, which starts at approximately 5 to 1 in the morning. The next stage starts at 2:40 in the morning, then 4:15 in the morning, 5:55 in the morning. So on that day, it goes all the way from Uckfield. Let's think, where does it end up? It ends up around Margate area, so that's quite some distance. And I'd say every stage is around about 10, 12 miles or something like that. And to me, this is what it's all about. This is what the Olympic torch relay should be all about. Yeah, okay, I'm not going to knock the other one too much. I realise there might be restrictions and all that type of thing. And as I said, I should be going to watch it. But this is the true spirit, I think. This is real people getting out there and running all of it. I have nothing against all the people that are running, doing the Olympic torch relay. I know that they've been nominated, and there's some wonderful people in there doing it, and very good for them for being involved, and, you know, well done for being involved, and best of luck. And I know some people obviously couldn't run the 10 miles because of their problems, or some of the reasons that they're actually doing the torch relay, the official one, in the first place. So I've got nothing against those people whatsoever, and best of luck to them, and I should be going along and cheering them on myself. But I will also be going along and cheering. I think the guy at the moment is a guy by the name of Doug Claude, who stepped in because someone else has had to pull out because of work commitments. That just shows you exactly what this whole torch relay, the real relay, is all about. I think that's quite exciting. I'm actually going to contact the guy and see if I can actually go along and see him and maybe try a little do a little audio boo while running along the seafront along Hastings. I think that'd be quite interesting, why he's doing it and a bit about it. As I said, to me, this is what it's all about, the true Olympic spirit. People getting together, yes, it's for charity, but getting together and using social networks as well and social media to put this whole thing together. And the amount of stages, we'll say we're into the 500-odd stages, I don't know how many, it's going to be approaching 1,000 stages, I should think, by the time it finishes just before the Olympics. And they've actually got a bit of a campaign as well. I'll put some links in the comment or the description box to the website, etc., because they are actually got a little campaign going to try and see if they can get this real relay to finish in the actual Olympic Stadium, because obviously this is all unofficial. It's all been done by a group of like-minded people, and obviously more and more people are getting involved. I think it's good. I'm going to sign up for that campaign. I would urge you to as well, because although it's not official, why not? I think that would be a good thing to see these real runners in there getting into the Olympic Stadium and finishing their relay as the Olympic torch relay will finish. And they'll be ahead of them anyway, so they won't get in the way. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, and I hope you enjoyed this, and follow the links and have a look yourself. So maybe you can get along and watch the person if they come along past your house as well. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.